Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
All righty, folks, you missed a clap, but we are here gathering for I'm laughing because we have, I'm going to say, a reluctant guest today.
I don't know if the word is reluctant. I think she just doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah.
You know how you walk into something and you have no clue what's going to happen? That's how, I don't know if I should be nervous, if I should be excited.
All that.
But I'm here.
This is an epic episode already. All right. Brown Bag Monday version of Mr. Curiosity, and Lisa Washington is here. Now, Sean Myers here, and our big shot, he hates when I call him this, internet guru, is Sean Dunn.
And it's, he's also John Meyer. He's only been here for like,
oh, yeah, he said
years.
Sean.
You said Sean.
Did I say Sean? Oh, I was already pre-thinking you. That's all that was.
Yes.
All right. So here's what I have to get out right now. Lisa, everyone thinks WNP is this one big happy family. They ask me about you. You probably get questions about me. And they have to realize you and I, you've been here since what year? Is it
2020? I came 2020. During the pandemic, November 16th, 2020.
So in the 4 years that we've worked at the same establishment, how many times do you think we've interacted?
I think
less than 5 minutes.
Right. Like this may be the fourth time I've seen you. I saw you on my first day.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw you in the parking lot once after Gojo.
Yeah, Gojo. I remember
you were,
that.
Like, lying down the parking lot. That was weird.
that was weird.
And that might be it.
That's it. So you work the evening shift. John and I work the morning shift.
Yes.
Sean's in between. But we don't know
each other. We don't.
So we're all going to find out quick here.
Oh, boy.
What I thought we'd do is go through your life for just 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
And then we're getting right into the questions. These things are emailed by viewers, listeners, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
And we don't know what they are.
Oh, boy.
So
I told her they can be completely random.
Oh, completely random.
And not have anything to do with the news or really with anything.
Or anything.
Oh,
that's
boy.
The beauty of it.
Okay.
But your saving grace is this bell right here. Because
yes.
If you pick a question or we talk about something, all you have to do is hit that, give it a practice, and everything stops.
That's
and
the
we,
answer.
And we move
if
on.
You're uncomfortable.
I like that. Okay.
We might set a record for bell use.
We might.
I have a feeling this episode will be the most bell used episode ever.
Gosh.
Yeah, the bell is
all right.
Just a kind way of saying shut up.
Okay.
It's all going to be fine.
All right. So you were born in what beautiful city?
I was born in Mount Vernon, New York. A lot of our viewers don't know that. They know me as being from South Carolina.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was actually born in New York when I was 2. My parents moved to South Carolina. So,
ooh. So that. And you stayed in South Carolina until you were?
Finished with high school.
Oh, so a South Carolina girl right here. I was just in Asheville, North Carolina with my family.
Okay, nice.
I think a lot of people, when they think they want to go somewhere south from Pennsylvania, they always think the Carolinas seem great because you get some seasons. It's warmer in the winter, but you still get the vibe.
People in Pennsylvania, I don't get it, but there's like an obsession with the Carolinas.
There is. And I have
in particular,
that?
Myrtle Beach.
John,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't get it.
There is definitely something.
I don't know.
People talk about retiring to the Carolinas.
Yes,
they may not
yes.
even do it, but they think, oh, I think I want to go to the Carolinas, go to vacation to Myrtle Beach or the Outer Banks.
And why did you brought this up and you hit a nail on the head. I
know
didn't know
why, but there's an obsession. I mean, and for me, I went to Myrtle Beach every single summer. So I'm like, oh, Myrtle Beach. And there's nothing wrong with it. But when you do it over and over, you know. But in Pennsylvania, people love it.
It's a long way away.
Yes.
Too. It's
and
a
they
long,
drive.
And they drive.
They drive.
Yes.
I think it's because that's about the extent you could tolerate
a
drivable vacation is probably why Myrtle Beach is
But they go
popular.
In the summer. You could go to the Jersey Shore. You
True.
Could go to Ocean City, Maryland.
They go to Myrtle Beach. And here's the thing. Remember, I have 2 Pennsylvania kids. So guess what I do also?
You go to Myrtle Beach.
You go to
I
Myrtle
go to Myrtle Beach.
Beach.
You brought this up and I didn't even was aware of this obsession.
Yeah.
You're right. There is this thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing this out.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
And I always tell my wife, because she's looking for somewhere in the future to maybe retire.
Yes.
Wherever you go, there's people who want to get out of there. Like everyone's, Myrtle Beach is great. But there are people who were born and raised in Myrtle Beach, and when they graduate high school, they're like, I got to get out of here. And that's everywhere in the world. Paris, Myrtle Beach, New York City, Philly, Scranton, no matter where you are.
I want to retire in California.
Where?
I'm thinking like wine country. So I want to own a bed and breakfast.
Oh, my God.
I've thought about this, right? I want to own a bed and breakfast, 5 bedrooms, very small. I'm going to name them after my kids and some of my cousins.
Oh, my
and I
goodness.
Want a little florist right beside it so I can, like, sit in this small town. It sounds like it, right? Maybe somebody listening can share some more ideas with me. In a small town close to wine country, and I can have, like, a little bookstore and a little flower shop right there, and I can sit in my rocking chair and read books and make flowers.
I bet you there's someone in that area you speak of. With a bed and breakfast, and there's
I'm
a little
sure.
bookstore nearby. And like, I just want to sell all this and get out of here.
Call me. Let me know. We should talk.
And you worked in California for a little bit.
I did, so, very briefly.
So
I worked in San Francisco, yes.
Well, give us that. So you're
that
out of high
crazy.
School. Where do you go to college?
In Atlanta, Clark Atlanta.
Okay.
I spent a lot of move shows. So Clark Atlanta for college. Then my first job out of college was in Washington, D.C. I was a reporter trainee.
Ooh.
So from D.C. to Charlottesville, Virginia, my first reporting job, Charlottesville to Huntsville, met my husband, got married and moved to Memphis because he was working in Memphis. He got a job transfer to the Bay Area, so we moved to San Francisco, San Jose.
Okay.
Then he got a job transfer to Pittsburgh, so we moved there. And then I got a job in Scranton.
Oh!
And we moved here. Isn't that a great story?
I love the arc. So... Without being overly honest, what do you like the most out of all that? Where
of all the places, they all are different. People ask me that all the time. They're all different. So there's something to love about each place. People are very genuine in all of the places. The food was incredibly good in Memphis. The weather was fantastic in California. I mean, Pittsburgh is just quirky. It's different. So I like Pittsburgh. But here, the people are very invested. Like, they're really interested in more than just Lisa as a news anchor. So I like that a lot, you know?
Yeah,
so there's something unique about each place.
Let's see if she can be honest. That moment that you accepted a job in Scranton, what were your first thoughts about Scranton? What did you think about the area? Did you think... The office, old coal town. Did you think northeastern PA, 2 hours from Philly? What'd you think?
Honestly, I didn't know. So I'd never watched The Office. Don't judge me.
Okay.
That's a
I
little
never did
watched
either.
About
I wasn't a big viewer either.
I had no. So people were like saying things referencing The Office, and I had no clue what they were talking about. I'm like, okay. But I was excited for the opportunity because I didn't know
so
much.
You had no preconceived.
Nothing. No.
Isn't that something? Nothing.
So that was
it's
the beauty of it. It
yeah.
was a blank slate. Exactly.
And did it live up to your blank expectations?
It did.
There are none, I guess. Right?
No, there weren't any expectations. So it's been a great experience for us. It really has been.
I love it. And
yeah.
The people here at WNEP, you embraced us. We embraced you. Did you?
I mean, you know, there was a day and I was like, oh, boy, what have I done? but no, people have been great. They really have been. Yeah. Yeah.
You brought up a point. About you've lived all over, but your kids are Pennsylvanians.
My kids are so Pennsylvania. Yes.
Did you have your oldest in Pittsburgh?
Well, she was born in California, but we moved to Pittsburgh shortly thereafter. So all she knows is Pennsylvania. Now she will tell you that she's from California.
Well, of course, yes.
But
her memories are all Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. From California.
These are Pennsylvania kids for sure.
I love it.
Nice.
And there's definitely an overlap, a Venn diagram, Pennsylvania, rather Scranton area, Pittsburgh. There's something there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. It's Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, when
I moved here from Western Pennsylvania, I just thought of this area almost like a small Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Yes. It has that blue collar.
Yes.
You
the
know,
only thing
grounded.
I will say, I know they're going to get me, but like, I'm Sheetz. I am Team Sheetz.
I'm with you, Lisa.
Well, so versus
Wawa.
Wawa's more Philly in Allentown, right? No one's a Wawa person Wawa's around
moving.
Here, are they?
Wawa's
but it's coming to Wilkes-Barre. Like, it's
and
encroaching.
And the Poconos has a lot of Wawa.
Yeah.
Sheetz
Wawa.
Kicks Wawa's butt.
Yeah.
My goodness,
I'm Team Sheetz.
Yep, I
How
am
could
too.
You say that? Because it's a better environment. It's newer.
It's what I know.
It's more elaborate.
Yeah.
If
John,
there's any
speak
Wawa.
Out for Wawa, because the Wawa corporate people right now.
I mean, in college, I went to East Stroudsburg,
okay.
and there's a Wawa steps off
oh,
campus.
Oh, yeah, it's right off
that
campus.
That was the spot you went for, like, late night hoagies or whatever. So, I mean, there's a special place in my heart for Wawa, for sure.
And I like Wawa, too. I'm not saying anything.
See,
no,
I have
but
a Sheetz
has
more.
Sheetz has more.
Yeah.
The Wawa.
And it's cleaner and newer.
Oh, is that what it's called?
The Wawa.
We're going to go to the Wawa.
Okay.
Before we hit the brown bag,
yes.
Let's project 30 years in the future. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
What percent chance from 0 to 100 are you still here in Scranton?
Zero.
Zero.
I am on the anchor desk.
She's eating her bed and breakfast. You're hurting my feelings. 0%.
I'm going to eat the bed and breakfast.
make one here. The Waverly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, working here. That's
oh,
like,
you're thinking still years. Doing the news 30 years
no
from
way.
Now.
Somebody, please come get no. me if a I'm little, on that anchor desk in 30 years.
No, a little bed and breakfast a little bed in Bradford breakfast. County, maybe.
Or... Okay. I want a great view. I do want a great view.
Oh, we can get you
yeah,
those here.
So we can do that. That's, I hadn't thought about that.
Maybe perhaps. Back to Myrtle Beach. That's whatever. Once you're going to be here for
it
so
it will not
long,
be in Myrtle Beach.
Gonna...
this I know for sure.
There's a lot of competition there.
There's
too.
A lot of competition.
I can't believe
yeah.
she brought that out to begin this podcast. You are so right. Everyone yeah. around here fantasizes about the Carolinas.
Yes.
Not Virginia.
No.
Not Georgia.
No.
Not Tennessee.
Mm-mm.
It's the Carolinas. And I am victim of this. Why?
I don't know.
How did this happen?
You just went on vacation there.
I just went on vacation there. And yeah. I always thought, I'd like to retire in the Carolinas.
It's a Pennsylvania thing.
Oh, my goodness. John, help me.
I can't help you, Joe. I've learned that long ago.
So that's your life.
That's my life.
Things are good here.
Yeah, things are good.
Do you think I'm a strange man? Tell the truth.
You know what? You, listen, I lead from a place, I think, I try to lead from a place of kindness and good energy. Like, I try to lean into that.
Yeah.
This guy,
uh-oh.
I've never seen anything like it. I'm not.
What does that mean?
It's a good thing, though.
Oh, it's a good
it's
thing.
A good thing.
Right.
Yeah, you were lying in the parking lot. This was the second time I've seen it.
I was after a bike ride. I was tired.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Don't people normally just lie down in a parking lot?
Not no. so much.
You know, Lisa and I co-anchored for a while before I came to the morning show.
He left yeah. me for you.
And she had worked morning shifts before, and she gave me good advice in going to the morning show about not burning...
The Don't
candle,
burn the
both,
candle
ends.
On both ends.
Because you were a morning person?
I was, yeah.
A couple of spots, okay.
Yeah.
And it was good advice, too.
It's tough to go to bed early, though, right?
It is.
Especially
in
the summer.
In the summer,
you
yeah.
want to burn the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
You want to do everything.
And with little kids,
it comes
it's hard.
Back to haunt you sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But you can still pull it off.
You can
which
still
is
pull
the
it off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this show.
That
yeah.
is the magic. Yep. All and right. Lisa, you're working a little day side for a while.
I am.
While
yeah, that's why you're
so
here.
So Stacey's on maternity leave, so now I got to get up and put these eyelashes on early.
But it's nice because now she's bridging the gap. We never see her.
No, so
and
this
now,
is
so
great.
Last week she walked in the door and it's like...
Everybody's like, oh,
yeah,
Lisa?
I love it.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
really cool.
Well, let's get to the brown bag.
Oh,
these
boy.
Questions have...
All right, Sean, we're done.
He's up.
No,
that was
he's
just
going
practice.
First.
No,
okay.
you have to reach in there and pick
oh,
one
I
out.
Oh, I reach
yeah.
in. Okay.
And I
oh.
must say, before you pick, I'm intimidated by your beauty and your intelligence.
Oh, my gosh.
So here we go.
There are
I got
a lot
that
of questions
I had to get
in
that.
Here.
Yeah, there's a lot. These are random. So.
Feel free to read it first.
Okay. Okay. Do I say the person's name?
Yeah, it's everything about this is up to you. There are no rules.
Okay. This is from Jane. Hi, Jane. Jane says, John, very
uh-oh,
good, Jane.
John.
What is your least favorite or most inconvenient thing about being tall that most of us vertically challenged people might not know about or think about?
What an awesome question.
That's a good question,
yeah,
Jane.
Yeah, it is.
That
because,
is a good question.
Because none of us here are tall, except for you, and we don't even know what you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Probably the biggest challenge is finding clothes.
Yeah.
That fit and dress clothes is the biggest challenge that I have because my shirt size, if you go to a big and tall section, it's for big and tall, meaning
not just tall,
like a really big neck, a big guy. And I'm rather slender.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
hard to find shirts, hard to find pants that are long enough. I hit my head on something at least once a week.
Oh.
Where
you
I
see,
forget
the
to dock.
We would never think
really?
About.
Or, never.
And even in our own house where I know the spots, like there's one beam in our basement that I just have to duck. And at least once a month I forget to duck
really?
Under that beam and I hit my head. Yeah. So certain doorways aren't high enough. Some doorways have a little bar that's underneath it that I've got to be aware of.
Yeah.
Mm.
Always looking out for that stuff. And I just, a lot of situations, I just don't fit. You know, I try to fit in certain cars. My knees are jammed
I was
up
say,
against
cars.
The car. Yeah.
What about on the airplane? I can't imagine.
Airplane.
Flying is a nightmare.
What do you do with those legs?
Exactly. I wish I could unscrew
you
them and take
them off. You need a carry-on for those legs.
Wow.
My little trick, though, is that my knees already are jammed in, but I jam it in extra tight when the plane takes off so that the person in front of me doesn't put their seat back. Because then I'm doomed if they put their seat back. Then they're always thinking that the seat's broken. But no, it's just my knees
passive
jammed
aggressive.
In.
Oh, wow.
So that was a good question.
That was
me.
Good.
That was a great question.
Yes, thanks, Jane.
See, Lisa, it wasn't that bad.
That wasn't bad. That was great.
Wait, no, John, I have one other question.
Okay.
What about, this is slightly uncomfortable. So your whole life choosing a mate, a partner, that you really are limited because they have to be semi-tall. You can't go with a little short girl. That's going to look weird.
No, that's definitely a challenge. And it's funny because in college...
I mean, you could, but you just don't, I guess.
I dated a girl who was tall, like over 6 foot, just Ooh. For a very short amount of time. And I almost was overwhelmed that we could look each other in the eye because I just was not used to that. But Rennie is 5'10".
Yeah, Rennie's tall.
So... it works perfectly. And she, when we started dating, was so excited because at 5'10", she could wear heels. I'd still be taller. Yes. And she had dated guys that she couldn't wear heels to special occasions because would put her up higher.
See, why? Why society have to be that way? Why? You know all the rules. Why can't a girl be taller than a man? Yeah. So, I hate that.
So it all worked out. And our kids are going to be really tall. Yeah, they're already the tallest in their class.
So let's go back in time. A 5'2" woman is you're not interested. I mean, you can go back to young John Meyer. You fall in love with this wonderful person. She's everything you want,
and you see it happen. I've seen tall guys.
Yeah, we've seen it.
It happens.
But it's another speed bump.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Good point. All right. This is from, I think I ripped off the name. Sorry. So anyways, good morning, Joe. My wife and I had our anniversary dinner at Cooper's last weekend, and I was thinking what a great place it would be for Jim Reaper to spend his retirement. I was wondering if you could talk to them and make that happen for Jim Reaper.
All right. Well, yeah, let's ask her what you know about Jim Reaper.
Is it the skeleton? Yes. Oh, boy. Okay.
So this was sent by a viewer to us, and he ordered one for Halloween.
Okay.
And he got it from Amazon, I believe, and the eye didn't work. Oh. So then when you go to replace this, a lot of times Amazon says what?
Just keep it.
Keep it.
Keep it, right. We'll send you another one. Yes,
so who does he think of before he got his new one?
You. I'm shocked.
So he sends it to WNEP. Or drops it off? How did we get that?
I think he dropped it off. Yeah, and I think that just showed up on the, sidewalk one morning.
Yeah, and we used it as a nice prop for Halloween, but then it lived through Thanksgiving and Christmas and spring. Yes. And we gave him a name, and the eye didn't work, and it was a really cool thing.
So
and it
became iconic. You probably never see the morning show because obviously
you work
relations.
No, I don't. I have to be honest. I don't.
Jim Reaper became one of the personalities.
It was knew of this character, this skeleton that had busted eyes and moved rigidly.
Yikes. And so, he's not with us anymore?
He's still in the backyard in parts. We're going to pull him out again this fall and see how he works.
There was a startling reanimation last Halloween.
We gave him CPR this fall because he was not working. And all of a sudden, live on TV,
he started working.
He was just joking CPR, and Jim Reaper started moving and talking. It was a moment.
Oh my God. The other part presumed in that question is they have at Cooper's a lot of, what do we call it?
Stuff,
but it's... Is
tchotchkes? Memorabilia?
I think they take them.
I don't know if it's to that level, though.
But they kind of have... They had more of the pirate kind of theme.
Yes, it does work.
The skeleton throw a pirate hat on them. It can make it work.
I think we've got an idea.
I mean, they have Elvis's signature there. They have Beatles.
I have to go to Cooper's. I haven't been to Cooper's.
It's iconic. But does Jim Reaper live up to the level that they display?
Is there a place for him there?
Wow. I don't think he lives up to that.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. Right, he's not big enough, is what I'm saying.
I think
answer one quick before I have to bounce.
Sean has to.
Okay.
And then at least we have a rule here: when either be here or be talked about. So as soon as Sean leaves, we're going to talk about him.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I got a story to talk about Sean if he.
While I'm gone,
it's better if Sean tells it. It's actually better if you tell the story.
Is this a dog story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He should tell the story. He should tell the story.
It's okay. All right. I allow you to talk about it while I'm not here. All right, this one is from Thomas. I believe that I must agree with Joe, and we need an online petition started to get the start of the seasons changed.
Oh,
for example, summer, June, July, August, fall, September, October, November, winter, December, January, February, spring, March, April, May.
It's that simple. It's over.
There's more.
Uh-oh.
My deal is mainly with summer. June is the first day of summer, and we start to get shorter days. We're getting ripped off. At least with summer starting at the beginning of June, the days are still getting longer.
That's
also
a valid point.
While typing this out, why is October the 10th month when the prefix oct usually is for the number 8.
Wow.
There's a lot. There's a lot
there.
That's
a lot.
Woo. All right. That so I can start really at the bottom so I don't forget. October, I did a wham cam on this. The ancient Rome used to only have 10 months of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So October was the 8th.
Oh, so that's
and
why.
They used to stop in December at the solstice, and then January and February didn't exist. And they would pick it back up, I think, with the equinox in March. Hmm. So that's why Oct is the 8th month.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, okay. Lisa, this topic is discussed on the morning show a lot, is okay. What is the start of the season? So what do you think when summer starts? Not the what is official, all that kind of stuff. What is, in your mind, when does summer start?
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack here because yes. I know the meteorological summer is June, July, August.
Yes.
Summer for me, there's a lot. It depends on what we're saying. Like to me, May is like the beginning of summer. I know it's still
spring.
Oh, you spring,
want to push it even earlier?
Technically.
Like Memorial Day?
Like
or?
Memorial Day. Like what? The unofficial start to summer.
That's just 2, 3, 4 days before.
Yeah.
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 So you, but you like, here's the problem that I always, this is the greatest argument of defense.
Okay.
If you go by the calendar versions of the seasons.
Yes.
Do you know when winter begins if you go by the calendar?
December?
Yeah, December. Like
yeah,
like 21st.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
Right.
People
no, because
Christmas shopping, Santa Claus is out, and winter's just starting. That's nonsense.
I agree.
That's why that doesn't work.
And so it's been snowing for weeks.
And it's been snowing for weeks. It's cold. It's dark.
After October 15th in Pennsylvania is like winter to me, quite honestly. I mean, I know it's fall and you got to do your apple picking and all that, but that the temperatures say winter.
You can tell she spent most of her life in the South because I when I was working with her and we would get to October, it's like, it's already snowing.
Yeah. I'm picking up an attitude here.
I love Pennsylvania, though.
Start in May for summer. So what do you have? May, June, July? Then August?
No,
August has to be summer.
So that has to be summer.
That's what I mean. That's why it works great. June, July, August, September, October. I think it's the perfect system.
I would say September 15th could start like fall.
Early
September. I love summer.
So what you're saying is they don't have to be equal.
Right.
No.
Extend summer.
Oh. Extend summer.
Extend fall. Shorten winter.
So we all feel better.
Yeah, we feel better about it that way. Yeah, they don't have to be equal.
And even though March is brutal, we could get snowstorms, but the days are long. March feels like spring to me. And
see,
I think
it's
very winter-like.
And especially growing up in the South, March should be spring.
But not here.
No. Because it snows in March sometimes.
Now, here's a question for spending most of your life in the South.
Okay.
The summer in the South and that heat.
Yeah.
Did you like that
heat? Here's the thing. It's all I knew.
Okay.
So I didn't know anything different.
Because, you know, we had the week a few weeks ago that was 90 every day. And people were going insane about the heat. What, we were in the low 90s most of those days?
It's really kind of funny.
And the South, that's just summer.
That's it.
Because in the South, a heat wave is 3 days of 100 or higher. So 90 is
it's very cultural.
It's like
changes
day.
From place to place. Yeah. So the heat doesn't bother you.
Not so much. My ideal day is like 87.
That's mine too.
Yeah,
and
I love
that.
And
people complain over 70? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I love the heat.
And I take the heat over the cold any day.
I got to go to the Carolinas.
I'm going to the Carolinas right now.
Oh, okay.
He's out.
Sean is leaving.
Okay,
you have to tell the
Sean
story.
Do the setup. You should tell the story.
Sean's this
story.
Is going to be.
Do the brief version. Tell the story.
All right, so brief story is we get a new dog. And, like, the very next day, we're having a station event at Knoebels. We bring this dog. The dog is just, like, chilling out in, like, the cart or whatever we are.
All of its cuteness.
So we're, you know, dragging the dog around. Knoebels, everything's great. I see Lisa coming, and I'm walking toward her.
You just happen to see her? Is this a company thing?
It was a company thing.
Oh,
so,
company.
Yeah, so I see her, and I'm, like, going to say hi. And she is, like, I say hi. No response the whole time she's staring at the dog, like how cute the dog is.
No response to you.
No response whatsoever.
Sean doesn't exist.
So next time I saw her, I'm like, you just blew me off. I know. So what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm walking by with the dog. She goes, oh, I know your dog. It was adorable. I remember looking at the dog thinking, what a cute dog.
I didn't even
exist.
Don't even remember seeing him, but I remember the dog because I said to my daughter, look, it's a cute dog.
But
and I
so
never
at that
looked.
Moment, you didn't think this is Sean.
I didn't even make eye contact. It was his. Have you seen his dog?
It can't be that cute.
No, really.
I do remember seeing it that day.
Right.
I know it was a brand new puppy. It was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Lisa, just to ignore Sean.
I know. See Sean.
So the eyes were fixed.
I thought it was funny though. I was not the least bit offended.
I think he like said to his family like, "Oh, there's Lisa Washington or something."
Yeah.
So did
this whole big setup like the, and then just nothing.
So he could have been some guy from like Shikshini or something.
Yeah,
it didn't. It was all about the dog, which is okay.
I thought it was really attractive.
Wow. Wow.
So that's good dog story.
That is bizarre.
And with that, Sean's out.
With that,
Sean's out. I'm up next, and I'm digging deep.
Oh, boy.
I'm still amazed
by
the
Caroline. We need a good random question.
This brown bag has changed me in many ways.
Has it really?
Yeah, and you just brought up another one. Did you know my whole life up until this brown bag? Height. I said it wrong. I just said it wrong right there. I thought it was H-E-I-G-H-T, and it's pronounced height.
Oh, and it's height.
It's height, and I never knew that. Really? And I'm a well-educated man who deals with height all the time.
Yes.
And I think I was a victim of just being a local guy.
A NEPA-ism.
Is that a NEPA-ism?
I think so. Height.
Height.
Height. I can't say height.
You've noticed there's like specific ways people say things.
We don't say flight.
Yes.
We say flight. Height.
Flight.
Give us more. Give us more while I get ready for this question. What else? Other new words that you learned around here?
Yeah, or you mispronounce things. Like, I thought it was Milan, as in Italy, and it's Milan.
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
New Berlin.
Yes.
Yeah, these are the things that anchors from outside the area when like, we move
honestly,
here that we say wrong.
I mean, my palms get a little sweaty when I see, like, troop in the prompter because I'm like, don't mess it up, Lisa.
Don't say troop.
Don't say it.
It's got to be an amazing challenge.
Or we don't say NEPA. We're not supposed to say NEPA on the air because that's not.
I know why people.
I don't know. We started doing that in the morning show because a lot of people say it.
People get mad at that. That's one of those journalistic nonsense.
It's hard for me because I'm like,
I know.
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
All right, I'm going to direct this as if I'm telling Lisa this.
Oh boy,
Lisa, you have orange juice.
Okay.
You have apple juice. You have grape juice. You have cranberry juice, pineapple juice, etc. Then there's lemons and lemonade. What makes it so special to not be a juice?
Now this is a brown bag question.
Frank Calora wants to know. What? So yeah, no one calls it Apple-Aid. There's no Grape-Aid. Well, maybe there's a Grape-Aid.
I don't know. I thought you were going to ask me which one I would choose.
No. Why would a lemon get such preference that it has its own title and all the other ones are just juices? No one said, well, you have lemon juice, but it's in those
You have lemon juice,
but
which
it's not
kind
the stuff
of different
you drink.
From
it's
lemonade.
It's like a concentrate. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't.
I don't know.
See, this is the beauty of brown bag, the deep.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be thinking about that throughout the day.
Is it because with lemonade, it's not just the juice? Because you're not just going to drink
too, right?
lemon
yeah.
juice.
I mean, you can,
where
you,
the others, you're gonna
you add sugar to apple
it's
juice.
It's added, but it's more like the basis of the juice.
Apple.
Whereas lemonade, if you're just drinking the lemon right out of a lemon,
yeah, that's not so much. That's not great.
So you don't you don't have
so
the random. Answer.
I don't have the answer. I wish I did.
There's no pineapple-aid. There's no cranberry-aid. There's no apple-aid. But there's lemonade, and it's all the same
lemonade.
Junk squeezed fruits.
Yeah.
Lisa,
yes.
Being from the South. Sweet tea?
No.
Do you like sweet tea?
I don't like sweet
you
tea.
You don't?
I don't.
Because when Rennie grew up in a lot of southern locations because her parents were in the military, and she loves sweet tea. And I first had it in Memphis.
What did you think?
Oh, my gosh. The sugar.
Yeah. I don't like sweet tea.
All over the South, sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
And it's sugar with a splash of tea.
For the most part. Yeah. No, I never really liked sweet tea.
No.
And hot sauce. I don't like that either.
Nope.
Those are kind of the things from the South that...
Oh, see, and I put hot sauce on everything.
Do you?
You're going up. You're up next.
Oh,
habanero
okay.
Hot sauce.
Let's
now,
go.
I'm here's where the I'm a dark, evil person. I'm hoping it's an uncomfortable question for you. And I don't know why I have those thoughts, but I can't stop
well,
them,
what
Lisa.
Do you want to know?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Travis. Come on, Travis. Don't
Travis
fail me.
Travis is a semi-regular.
Travis
says... Don't kill me. She says, I love it.
Oh, okay. Huh. Cars are gone. That's a hard one for me sometimes.
Cars
gone,
are
gone, gone. Cars are gone.
They're gone.
But you still have to commute to work. Your only options are push scooters. I'm not sure I know what that is. Rollerblades or skateboards. What are you picking? Travis is a former NEPA resident. Yeah,
so he's a frequent flyer that comes up with some of these questions.
All right, so what,
the push scooter, is that like the one that the kids use, like with one foot?
I think so. I think that's what the push scooter.
You have that, you have a skateboard, and what's the other one?
Rollerblade. I'm rollerblading. I'm rollerblading it.
I think I'm going to rollerblade. I think
rollerblades would be the most efficient because there's no you're just going. No.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. And I'm really hoping that it's downhill. Yeah. You're not getting on 81 with that.
No, but that's what you it's a different world now. It's a Mad Max world in this scenario.
Yes, yes.
And you know what, on the online with that question, why are rollerbladers now considered a little creepy? If you're on a rail trail and people are walking and biking and here comes a rollerblader, don't you think, what's up with
that? I don't know.
Yeah, kind of.
I think they have a creepy reputation, and I don't know why. And I don't think it's justified.
No.
I'm just saying it's there, though. Why is that, Lisa? Do you know?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because you're kind of like, oh, wow. Question on rollerblades, right?
A little surprise.
You're a little surprised. Yeah.
A little surprised, but why should
But then at
we?
The same what? Time, I'm like, that kind of looks like fun.
It looks like fun, it does have this esoteric, creepy vibe.
But just to be there to, like, walk and stroll and, you know, and then it's like, oh, rollerblades.
It seems like the rollerbladers are oddly dressed. Maybe that's part of it.
Maybe.
Okay, there's going to be tight shorts on it.
There's going to be Terry Cloth. I will say one thing. You know, you go, now that when you have little kids, you want to get invited to all these different parties.
Oh, yeah.
The birthday parties. Right. So one was at the ice rink.
Okay.
Okay.
I will say we talked about tall person problems. When I add a couple more inches to my height with ice skates or something like that.
Rollerblades. Now you're a
the balance
monster.
Gets really thrown off.
Now you're Ichabod Crane. You're a monster.
So trying to help at the roller skating parties or the ice skating parties.
Tough. Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah. And the kids are like, Dad, I need help.
And you're like,
All right.
Have you rollerbladed?
I've had them on and tried.
Right.
But it was kind of
hard. You have a high center of gravity.
High center of gravity.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I was on rollerblades.
Yeah. There's a Rollerama near where we are, and there's lots of birthday parties there.
Oh, yeah.
So now if I have to go and help the kids, I just walk. No roller skates.
But you're not supposed to be on the floor.
You're not.
But, okay.
And another thing is with rollerbladers, they always seem to be alone. You'll never see two or three or a group of people rollerblading. It's always one creepy person.
You're right.
That might add to the creepiness. It's always alone rollerblading.
Maybe creepy is not the right word.
But you were afraid to offend
interesting.
Us.
That kind of covers.
There's one person listening who's a rollerblader and you're worried about offending
them. I'm worried.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, rollerblader, if you're listening, it's not you.
It's not you.
It's just something that is in the ether out
Definitely
there. And
not
I don't
you.
Know why. I don't know why.
All right. Let's see who this is. All right. According to the DMV, if 308.
Oh, ooh.
This is an answer to one we did before.
An answer to it?
Yeah. According to the DMV.
Before you answer that, let's see if Lisa knows the answer.
What was the question again?
Lisa, okay.
Okay.
There's a four-way stop.
Oh, yeah. Three vehicles arrive at the stop sign.
There's a three or four-way stop.
Okay.
Everyone gets there in this hypothetical for some strange reason
at the same
exact time. We know that everything has to be structured and put in a bulletin for the DMV. They have to have rules.
Right.
What do you think the right thing to do is then?
This is three vehicles arriving at a stop sign at the same time. This was one of Travis's.
Yeah, so what do you think, though? What do you...
I feel like it's supposed to be, like, what, clockwise or something? But when you're in your car, how do you know that?
I don't know.
Yeah. It says here, according to the DMV, the car furthest to the left should continue to yield until the other cars go.
Furthest to the left? Furthest to the left,
right.
But no one knows those
rules. That's the thing. Like, nobody
knows
that.
But wait, whose perspective?
Exactly.
If you're that car over there, you're
fine. How do you know who's furthest to the left?
We found a loophole in the DMV is what we're saying.
I think you might be right.
So three or four cars show up at a four-way. No one knows what to do. And if one person were then getting an accident, they can say, well.
Who do you gonna blame? Right.
Yeah.
The DMV.
We talked about the conundrum when you get to a stop. I just had yesterday. I got there first. I was about to go. And another person.
And then it's always the same thing. And then everyone jerks for a little bit. And it's uncomfortable for
everybody. I hate the jerking.
The jerking. It's like,
they're
going.
They're not.
And then you're waving.
And everyone's waving.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yes.
And it's the same deal. I hate when I'm about to cross a street and there's one car and they wave me on to walk.
Yes.
Because then I feel like now I have to rush.
Now you have to
And I have to run.
And you don't want to
rush.
And
I don't want to rush. I feel like saying, just go by and I'll wait.
Yeah.
Or, Lisa, here's one, and you'll know this. You're pulling out on, say, Wyoming Avenue.
Okay.
And someone flags you that you can pull out. All it's right. a four-lane road. That one person yes. has said go.
And who?
There's three other lanes that could wipe you off the face of the exactly. earth. And they're just sitting there waiting for you to go. And you're like, I'm not. No, I can't go.
You don't want right. to hurt their feelings.
But they're waving and waiting for you to go.
But you can't because, and you could not yeah. see the you other cars coming.
You can't see what else is coming. No, you right. don't know that they're looking out for you.
And yes. there's no communication because sure. the glare no. might be on the windshield. You're waving and they your just hand. Keep yeah. waving. No one knows what's going on.
Do you know about the Pittsburgh left?
Pittsburgh left. Oh,
I had to get used to that when I came here. So you're on Wyoming Avenue, as John said, and you want to turn left to one of the side streets, right?
Here I am.
You're at a light.
I'm at a light. I want to go left.
Yes, you want to go left.
I have to wait for the light to change.
You have to wait for the light to change. The light changes. The
light changes.
So technically, you have to wait for the other cars to come before you.
Of course, yeah.
The Pittsburgh left is courtesy. The first car gets to turn without having to wait.
Everybody knows this?
Yes.
It's a thing.
Only it's a Pittsburgh left.
I never heard about that.
So if you're going to take that left, you get to go first.
Yeah. Usually you're the last. You wait.
Right. Not in Pittsburgh. The first car gets to go. And so that kind of messed me up when I first got here. People were like, what?
And you got to be careful, too, because if you're not used to it, you're thinking you have the right of way to go, and that person's just taking their left.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The Pittsburgh left.
And that's universal.
Universal in Pittsburgh. Yes.
Does it?
It doesn't carry to all of Western Pennsylvania. That was not a thing where I grew up.
Does it fade away by Johnstown or anything?
Yep,
fades away. Yeah, I think it's only in Pittsburgh. Yeah,
Pittsburgh left.
Pittsburgh left.
It is such a thing.
Only the first car, though.
The other thing is a Pittsburgh toilet. It's just a toilet in the basement.
I didn't know about that, but yeah.
Pittsburgh left and a toilet
and
in
a Pittsburgh toilet. There's just a toilet in the basement. No sink next to it. Nothing. There's just a toilet.
Oh, just a toilet. There's a little bit of that around.
There's some house.
But it's called the Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do one more each, and then we'll finish this one off. Another seasonal question. I love it. From Thomas Bugda. My deal is mainly with the summer, June 20th, 21st. First day of summer, and the days start to get shorter after that. True. We're ripped off. At least with summer starting on June, the days... Is this the same question?
Sounds I think like it might be. Same question.
Pick another one.
Yeah. Did you put that one back in?
I didn't.
No, but...
No, I think Sean picked that one.
Sean put it back in. I'm sorry. All right. Lisa, one more.
Okay.
I thought that guy was asking about the days still getting warmer after the first of the year. All right. What is your dream vacation? I just got back from Disney World, and it was anything but a vacation. I'm with you, brother.
That's true. That's so true.
Every parent gets it.
That is not a vacation for parents. I love Disney, but it's not a vacation.
It was hot every time I go there. No sleep. Burned over 1,000 calories a day working out. Oh, the food was subpar. Lines everywhere. I can't believe people consider that a vacation. Give me a week and an all-inclusive any day over that. Oh, wow. So, wow.
Yeah.
Do you like Disney?
I mean,
let's say no kids. You're
no kids. I'm not going.
I know adults who go there every year without kids.
Oh yeah, same.
And it's amazing how different humans can be.
Yes.
Because to me, that's like if someone said, "I just love eating kitty litter." I'd be like, I'd be like, "What?" That's how odd that is to me to go to Disney and think that's a vacation.
Yeah, no.
I'm not making fun of anyone who does that. I'm just saying
it's just different. It's just not for you.
Yeah.
No, kids, I'm definitely not.
You're not going
vacationing
to Disney.
At Disney.
And you kind of gave us your ultimate. You would like a something quaint, a bed and breakfast.
You know what I want to do? But that's not a vacation. I want to go to one of those like Fiji, Bora Bora. You know those little like hotel, the nice hotels that have the rooms kind of right there on the ocean. You've seen the little
like
huts
the little
with
huts
the straw.
The little huts and stuff. And the water is
it's
like
underneath
vibrant
you while
blue
you're sleep.
And
yeah,
turquoise.
That to me is like ultimate vacation.
Well, John, let's team up here. I think my theory is that's a woman thing. Would you want to do that? Be honest, because I would not. My wife
I would
says
be
it,
okay with it if there was other like. Stuff to do.
You need adventure on vacation.
I'd want
I need adventure.
To be able
that's
to
what
go.
I need. Adventure.
So that's the thing because for vacation,
those places I think have that.
For some people, vacation is relaxation. I just want to relax and read a book and do nothing.
Get.
And other people are like, here's the itinerary. We're starting at 7 a.m. on Monday and we're doing this all day.
And that's not vacation for me.
That's
either.
Not. I need
no,
a mix.
I
of
like
both.
A mix.
I want a little adventure. A little relaxation.
But there has to be the relaxation.
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
is it? What's it
going to
be?
I think I'm still
that's
going to like. Fiji, Bora Bora,
yeah.
Do you feel this way or am I odd? Whenever I'm on vacation, after the third day, I want to go home, and I can be anywhere. And
no,
I've been
I'm
to
not
a lot.
That way.
You guys aren't that way.
I think it depends on where I am, but for the most part, I need at least 5 days.
Five
is good. Yeah.
By the time I get to the end of the vacation, I'm usually ready to come home.
Day three, I'm
but
ready.
Day three, it's not. It's not that
not
soon.
Enough. I'm like, ah, no. I'm here. Yeah. And you should have days off work after vacation. Because you
yes.
need days, right?
I always push it to right before
yes.
coming back because
yes.
I want to maximize it. But then it's so hard to come back to work.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a vacation from the vacation before you go back to work.
You do.
I'm on vacation in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Are you really?
Let's end this
Show
with
off.
Lisa's last question.
All right, last question.
And it's going to be... Now, the last question, I guess this is the new tradition. It's got to be the perfect last question.
Okay.
So if you pick one that isn't sufficient, we're going to say pick again.
Oh, boy.
We're going to say...
And who knows what perfect is in
we'll
this.
We'll know when we get it. Uh-oh, the smirk.
I don't think this is the perfect
okay,
question. It's not a bad question, but I don't
think
it's...
Pick another one.
It's all on you. It's up to
it's
you.
Not bad. Okay, perfect.
And whether it's going to be perfect, perfect...
Yeah, what is perfect here?
Well, perfect under this.
Okay, yeah, that
under this
was,
line,
that
lower your expectations.
Oh, this is lengthy.
Uh oh,
okay.
Lengthy, maybe not good.
The suspense.
It's 2 free tickets to Disneyland, Lisa. All right, we'll give you one more chance if you don't like this one.
I don't know.
You
about
feel
this.
Inco-
no. Yeah.
Give her one more.
Now this one she's got to read.
Yeah, so now this is like a game show.
Okay, all right.
You can pass twice, but the third
this
one.
That's
the
thing.
Is that our new rule?
Yikes. Okay. I hope this isn't the
she
one
doesn't know the other rule, that the questions
the
can't be about. What? The
one.
Questions can't be about birds.
Fret.
Oh, this is even worse. All right, she's got to go again.
People saw why am I doing
Oh,
right,
yeah.
I gotta go again.
She's gotta go
this
again.
This is a good question. You
Isn't
think?
It
I don't know.
It's lengthy. This is the one I picked out before. Yeah, yay!
Look at you,
pile it up.
All right,
we're
this
letting,
is the perfect
we're,
question.
We're so enamored by your presence, we're letting you break all the rules.
Okay,
this
okay,
is it.
Okay,
Here
okay.
Go.
Joe, last summer when you were finishing up the Summer of the Chicken,
this is timely. This is good. It's gonna
you
be good.
You said the winter might be the winter of the polka. I was just wondering what happened to the idea because it didn't happen, and I like polka.
So we can end with this great
and
subject.
And that is Twyla.
Twyla, what do you know, Lisa, about the whole polka
Here's
vibe? Do you feel the polka vibe here when you were
so
here?
So this is another inside baseball. It's inside baseball, inside
yes.
football. On, I think it's Wednesdays. I think it's Wednesdays. We wear earpieces. People know that IFBs, and they play the Pennsylvania polka.
Okay.
Before the 4 o'clock.
Yes, they do
on Wednesdays
for the IFB test.
For the IFB
oh,
test.
I did not know that.
So when you put your earpiece in on Wednesdays, you hear the Pennsylvania polka. I like it.
You like
That's
it.
That's about all I know, but I like it. Yeah.
But
the dancing.
Would there be a lot of people
that?
In the Carolinas polka?
No.
They have no reference at all.
I don't.
Do you think
so.
It's?
Had
an
you really
RV?
Heard of polka before you went
I've
to Pittsburgh?
I've heard of polka. In the Carolina, like growing up, I heard of it, but I didn't know about a Pennsylvania polka. I didn't know
pierogies.
Much about that. I didn't have a pierogi until I moved here.
And?
I didn't, it was okay. I don't like onions, so if it doesn't have onions, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it's better than a dumpling or a...
I mean, I'm not a connoisseur of dumplings, but sure, why not?
So, yeah. So... The summer of the chicken, and then the polka to answer the question. John, what happened? It just faded away. We thought we were going to do the winter of the polka, and then something happened.
Well,
we wanted
Claire
to save it till
Claire
the spring.
Was here.
Claire was
and,
here.
And
Claire
she
left.
Yes.
And so we're still working on
and
it.
And then before
it's not
you
gone
know
for
it,
good.
Yeah, we started getting
gotcha.
These inflatables.
Inflatables.
I was going to say,
it became
is that,
the summer of the inflatables.
That was happened organically? I was going to ask you how that came about.
The chickens last year, and now how it happened this year was I had a leprechaun up for the
yes.
for the St. Patrick's Day parade. And it got ripped apart and torn by the wind, by a
yeah.
storm.
Yeah.
And I said, this is going to be HR hell for me to ask management to buy me a new leprechaun. Because, you know.
Could you imagine
paper,
that on an expense report?
We
yeah.
joked about that.
We joked
like
about
all
that.
The things that you would have to file.
Yeah, so we
corporate.
Joked about that. And guess what happened? Viewers started sending me leprechauns. So that started the summer of the blow-ups and the inflatables. It just happened organically.
And then
gotcha.
St. Patrick's Day was over, and then all of a sudden
we started getting more.
And so Joe joked just one day on the air. He's like, "What's it going to be? The summer of the inflatable?" And then boom,
that was it.
The viewers were in on it. That's what amazes me about the morning show, and you know WNEP as a whole.
Yes.
The viewers, they take such ownership of this place.
They do. Yes.
And so everything we do in the morning show that's goofy, that all these talkback calls come in about, the viewers start it. They drive it, and then we're along for the ride. And that's what this inflatable thing has.
That's
has
what it
become.
Was all about.
I'm looking forward to it. Be safe out there.
So tell the truth. Was this rewarding for you? Will you do it again?
I will do it again.
I
this
love
was not
it!
Bad.
Yes!
I will definitely do it again. Yeah.
Lisa, we appreciate you being
here. Thank you for having me.
And if you have any questions in the future, it's brownbag at WNEP.com.
Okay.
Brownbag at WNEP.com. And we'll do this again every other Monday. And we do it for you. And I'm going to get, as soon as I'm done with this, my brochure out of the Carolinas. And I think I'm going to fantasize about retiring there
someday. Just like every other Pennsylvania.
Just like right. every, maybe Myrtle Beach.
See you later.
Bye.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.